I was talking just about devotion, you see. How that devotion is dwelt, what is meant by devotion? Our heart, it is a subject of heart, not of head. It is a subject of heart, not of head. Heart always means to be attached somewhere. You might call it mind or heart, anything you like. This will be attached somewhere. Now we are attached to the world, to these families, to the outward things. How that attachment has been developed? By constant contact with them. The more we are contacted, in contact with outer things, the more attached we are there. This is but natural. A mother brings up her child, you see, looking after the child all day. The child goes away outside, say for 3, 4, 5 hours, she does not turn up, her heart is upset. Why? That heart has been attached to the child because she was all along seeing, coming in contact with the child. Now our hearts are attached to the physical body, to the outward attachments. Naturally, Surdas, a saint, says, well, my feet go ahead and my heart goes back to which it is attached. So bhakti is a subject of heart, not of head, first of all. We have to develop now attachment with God. Now we are attached with the world. All these outer things are ephemeral, changing panorama. The heart which is attached to the outer panorama, how can that sometimes always resist you, changing? This is one thing. So naturally, which is not unchangeable permanence, how can that be attached to that? So first we have to develop attachment. We have to just change from the outside with the God within you. So first and foremost thing, ABC starts by coming in contact constantly, more often, with whom you want to develop your attachment. For that purpose, the first step of any religion is there. Go to the church, say prayers, morning, evening, at night. Even in all religions, you see, Sikhs go to temples, Hindus go to the Hindu temples, Mohammedans go to the mosques. For 3 times they go, 5 times, you see. So this is the ABC, starts from here. So that we must find out sometime just directing our heart to that way. So the more is it, more often we are attached there, the natural attachment will develop that side. However, this is the first step. Sometimes we leave off all outer regularities. So for that very purpose, this diary has been introduced. For the sake of the one whom you are devoted fully. You see? Heart is attached there. For his sake you love all others who are attached to him. Who are created by him, you might say. In that way there is no binding on you. Because you have got the ruling passion for one. For his sake, you love everybody, his children, his others. You follow now how the devotion is dwelt. How to take it out from one place and attach to the other. So first is the most constant attachment, coming in contact with the thing, with the person, or with God. That way the attachment will develop. When it is dwelt, then you become helpless, you see, because your heart is attached. You might be going this way and heart is attached somewhere else. You will always be dragged there, you see. So this is the first first start of devotion or bhakti. Diary is proposed, how many times you put in, how many places, in how many places your heart is attached to outer things, in form, one form or the other. That requires purity of heart. Purity of heart, what does it mean? Wherein no other thought strikes other than whom you love, that's all. Purity means that. If it's all, when there's no other thought just in your heart for anybody else, that's all vacant from the outward attachments, then God is there. Is it? So devotion starts, you have to just detach your heart from the outer things to the God or God in man. All that is dwelt by constant coming in contact. First ABC starts regularity of your devotion, of your practices, of your attending your churches or sacred places. For what for? Just to think of the Lord for a time, is it not? Or what else? You go to a holy place, to a temple, or your heart is attached outside. What's the good of it? He said there are two friends. One, he was very fond of going for playing in the ground. The other said, I will go to the church. Though both of them were headstrong in their own way, the one who thought of the field, playing in the field, he went away there. And the one who went to the, very much he was not in his own way, he went to the church. But while both of them there, what were doing? The man playing in the ground was thinking, my friend is in the church, he must be saying prayers. You see? Though his physical body is there, but all the heart is there. And the one who was in the church, you are thinking, my friend must be kicking balls now. Although physically he is there, but he is not there. You follow? So do all your works, physical, outer attachments, for the sake of one love everybody. When your heart is too attached to one. You see? Sometimes people come to some holy place, to holy man too. There also they are attached somewhere else. They are thinking of the outside. What's the good of being there? It is better to be in the field and thinking of the church, you see, than to be in the church and thinking of the field. So this attachment is a subject of the heart. This dwells devotion, as I told you in due course. That is why this is first of necessity. What we do generally, we take up something and leave off the other things. They are all the same, we leaving off the outer way, outer method by which our heart can be attached that way, directed that way. We leave off that thing and we don't put it whole time the other way naturally. We are lost both ways. How the devotion is developed, this is the first thing. To be in contact with the object with whom you want to be attached. One thing, decide for yourself. Pity it is, we are adrift. We have not decided our goal, what we want to do. That is why I always stress, well, decide what you want to become. Sometimes we are devoted to one thing, for 10 days or a month or 2 months, then we are just at change our direction to some other thing. The result is, you see, the time we just we dig up wells, some 2 feet, some 3 feet, some 5 feet deep, and water is nowhere. You follow? So first decide what you want to become, to whom you want to be devoted wholly and solely. And naturally, you have read scriptures, all Master says, when you got a man body, the highest thing you have to attach yourself to God. wherever you will be attached, you will go there. Into the world, that is the reason why I have been coming to the world again and again. The reason is because we are not attached to God. Otherwise we would have gone to God. So this is the first thing. Keep your diaries. Eliminate all foreign thoughts from your heart. Our heart is divided. Let it be. No other thought except to whom you want to be devoted. Scientifically I am speaking. You will learn devotion. When devotion will set in, you see, you become helpless. You cannot do otherwise, you see. Suppose you are daily saying prayer at a limit, at a certain appointed hour. For a month, 2, 3, 4 months. One day you have no time to do this, your whole day your heart is upset. You lost something. You feel like that. This shows attachment to something, you know. This is how this is dwelt. And second is, just have the company of somebody whose heart are devoted. Where? Where you are attached. If you want to be devoted to God, you must be, have such company who are devoted to God. If you want to be devoted to the world, you have got ample. Everywhere you will find like that. And the third, most effective way is to come in contact where that devotion is what is manifested fully. Where world is made flesh. Where world, WORLD, L has been eliminated. L has been eliminated. What remains? World. God. You know? This is how this radiation comes direct to, and thousands of miles to, only you are situated at a place which is thousands of miles away from you. You must develop receptivity, direction. From radios and televisions, you hear the voice, you see who is speaking, from thousands of miles. Or a God or God-man is world made flesh, he's everywhere. Simply you have to turn your minds, hearts that way, to develop receptivity, you will have help from there. But all the same, to come in contact physically, that cannot be underrated. There you come directly to the fire. There you have to direct your attention there. Here you have little or no effort to make to direct your attention. You see with your own eyes, you see. You follow me, how the devotion is dwelt, how that can be strengthened, how you can transmute yourself in devotion, teach them. So now we should judge where we stand. If our hearts are devoted to one, and for the sake of the one we are devoted, selfless service we are doing, that is not binding, mind that. You are not devoted to someone, we are devoted for the outer name, fame, for the good name of the world, in the world, this and that, in outer purposes, then you are nowhere. You will go where you are attached. This is the devotion. Masters have been explaining these things in their own way. The basic thing is that. You find all masters saying, scriptures speak of the same thing. They say something, but practically who has gone through it, you find now how the devotion is dwelt. For that purpose you have got regularity. Keep your diary. That will make you regular. I always enjoin, send your diary blank. How long you will send it? 1 month, 2 months, then you will morally feel, you see. You will begin to do something. Then you will be regular, all right, please put in more time. I never chastise anybody. Even who does not do, I said, well, all right, please do this again. Those who do less than again, they are given little thought. So that's the purpose of diary, you see, how important it is. And how many there are really keep diary. and two diaries. Sometimes people simply put in diaries, bring it to me. Well, diary is all clear, and underneath he gets little or no experience. I tell you, dear friend, your diary is all right, then you should have go to the third plane. Heart which is not attached to me, he never thinks of the worldly things. He is not, you see, now the failures in under different heads. Then his heart is pure, then God must set in. He is there already, he will become manifest. And all the things you are putting regular time. Either you are putting time like, as I spoke to you, one man, in, one friend in the boy in the field, the other in the church. You see, there are two, I just told you, there are two friends, one wanted to go to the field for playing, the other wanted to go to the church. Both had their own ways. The one who was in the field, you see, playing, he said, oh, my friend is sitting in the church, oh, he's praying. But his physical body is there. But all the same, his heart is there. The one who was in the church, he was just, oh, my friend must be playing just like this and that. So, to come into somebody, you see, he was sitting before the master too. There also, see where you are. You will have to derive the full benefit of that. So first of all, ABC starts from diary. This has been to do with very higher purpose, I would say. Follow me now? What is the purpose of diary? Why these things are explained to you in detail? These are given reference in the books, but in detail like that you won't find it like that. The purpose is there. So those who are not keeping diary, they must maintain. I always, again and again, press for that. Those who are not maintaining diaries, they'll have failures. In due course, their whole heart will be attached to the outside. And outer they might be looking very devoted, but they are devoted to the world. So now you understand how the devotion is developed, what it gives, how this is further strengthened, and how you rise into that devotion itself. So this is what it's wanting. You see, every day something explained to you in detail so that you may understand something. Only understanding won't do also. You must live up to it. The more you live up to it, you'll forget. Your heart will be attached to some higher thing as compared with the worldly things.